companies are eventually, and this is what you were talking about earlier on, desk side computing, is that right? He says companies are eventually going to shift to running local models.
That's
prices
right.
are getting too high for Fortune 500 companies to swallow. We are already starting to see the leaders shift to this idea.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Explain though, break this down for me.
Okay, I have agents. I want to use these agents. I'm going to actually have a Mac Mini right next to me. That's my desk side computer. My laptop computer is where I'm working. My desk side computer is where the Mac Mini is where my agents are working. That means I now am doing a lot of processing locally. I might have models that actually sit on that Mac mm-hmm. Mini that agent is using.
Because they're getting smaller and smaller.
They're getting smaller and smaller. So if I can get a substantial percentage of the workload on those, boy, that's a great thing. What that does, though, is it's going to require a lot more network bandwidth because mm-hmm. those agents are going to generate, kind of traffic that'll have to go back and forth between the data center because these agents aren't just talking amongst themselves. They're going to talk amongst themselves on the Mac Mini, but they'll also talk to someone in the cloud. And so I think you're going to have at this point, an agent workflow is a routing challenge. It is a trust decision. And it's a telemetry event. And the telemetry event being, I need to make sure that I'm showing the traceability of where that agent is going, what it's doing. And all those things together make this a coordination of intelligence. It's not just it's not just that you're going to have one large model and one large data center and it's going to answer all your questions.